Hey everybody, Matthew Larry here. I want to take a second to welcome you to Tuesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we are doing a series of teachings entitled, You Must Be Born Again. And in these teachings, we're talking about the new birth and the reality that when you made Jesus the Lord of your life, you became a new creation. You became brand new on the inside. Now, I want to start today's broadcast by reading you a scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. It says this, He has made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Now, Jesus came to the earth to address the condition of man's spirit. You know, we found out on yesterday's broadcast that when man sinned in the Garden of Eden, his spirit being, the condition of his spirit, went from righteous and acceptable to God to unrighteous. You know, the word righteousness means this. It means a condition acceptable to God. And so when you and I are born into the earth, our spirits are in a state, are in a condition that is not acceptable to God. And so you can see the reality of that because it said Jesus came and was made to be sin for us so that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. And so apparently we start off in an unrighteous state in our inner man. Our spirit is in a condition or a state that is not acceptable to God. And Jesus came and was made sin so that you and I could be made righteous in our inner man's and so that the condition of our spirit could go from unacceptable to God to acceptable to God. And so it's vitally important that when we're talking about Jesus's work and why he came into the earth, you know, a lot of times people talk about Jesus's work in the earth and his work on the cross, and they describe it in entirety by saying, Jesus came so that I could be forgiven of my sin. And friend, that's true, but it's only partially true. He didn't come just so that you and I could be forgiven of sin. He came so that we could become brand new on the inside. Let me read the scripture to you again. He was made to be sin for us who knew no sin. Why? So that we could be just forgiven? No. So that we could be made the righteousness of God in Him, so that our spirits could be changed. And so He didn't just come so that you could be forgiven of sin, but He came so that you could be brand new on the inside. Friend, if your sins, if the price of our sins are paid for, but we're not changed on the inside, then we're still going to have a lot of problems. That's going to affect our fellowship with the Father. You know, having that nature of sin and death is going to affect our lives on this earth, and it's going to affect our eternal location and destination. And so just being forgiven of sin was not what Jesus did. He did that as well, thank the Lord. But He also came so that you and I could be brand new on the inside. You know, you and I are not just forgiven sinners. No, because of what Jesus did, we are new creations in Christ Jesus. The condition of our spirit went from unrighteous and unacceptable to God to right with Him and accepted by Him. This is good news, isn't it? Now, why is this such a vital issue? Two reasons. Your inward condition determines your eternal location. I want to say that to you again. Your inward condition determines your eternal location. You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, it says, the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And so being unrighteous in your inner man, when the condition of your spirit is not acceptable to God, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. You know, John 3:3, Jesus said this to Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And so if you're not changed on the inside, if you're not born anew, if you're not born from above, you can't see the kingdom of God. You can't spend eternity with the Father in glory. You see, friend, all of us, everybody on the planet, both sinner and saint, all of us are going to exist forever. You know, death is not the end. Death is just a transition. In Matthew 25, 26, it says this, "And these," talking about the unrighteous, "shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous shall go into life eternal." And so both the righteous and the unrighteous, when they die, they're going to go into a new place. The unrighteous are going to go into everlasting punishment. The righteous are going to go into life eternal. But either way, all of us are going to exist forever. It's just going to vary the quality of existence we have, and it's going to be based on the condition of our spirit. If we're righteous, we're going to spend eternity with God. If we're unrighteous on the inside, if we're not born again, we're going to spend eternity in hell. But the only way to spend eternity with God is that you have to be righteous. You have to be right in your inner man. And if you're unrighteous in your inner man, you're not going to get into heaven. Now, the only way to be made righteous is through faith in Jesus. The only way that the condition of your spirit changes, the only way that you become a new creation, is by faith in Jesus. Romans 3:22 says this, "The righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, is unto all and upon all them that believe." And so the only way that the condition of your spirit changes is when you put your faith in Jesus and receive Him as your Lord and Savior. That's what changes the condition of your spirit. Good works don't change the condition of your spirit, and that's why good works won't get you into heaven, because they don't address the greatest problem mankind has. The only way for your spirit to become new is to receive what Jesus did. And what He did is He took on the nature of sin and death in His spirit being, so that you could take on the righteousness of God in your spirit being. And that's the only way that you get born again. That's the only way that you're made new on the inside, is that you receive what Jesus did. Now, why can't we spend eternity with the Father in an unrighteous state? Why can't we spend eternity in heaven with the nature of sin and death? Which we have to understand this. Evil cannot exist in the presence of God. You know, in the Old Testament, Moses kept asking God, "I want to see your glory. I want to see your glory." And God told him, He said, "You can't see my face, but I'll let you see a part of me." I'm paraphrasing this. And so what God did is He hid Moses under a cliff or a rock, and He covered him with His hand, and God passed by him. And then when God's back parts passed Moses, the Lord uncovered Moses' face and let him see just a little bit. And one of the things God said to Moses is that you can't see me, you can't see my face. In Exodus 33:20, "You can't see my face, for there shall no man see me and live." Now, why is that? Because God's presence is so pure and so good that if evil gets in the presence of that goodness just destroys that evil. It just does away with it. Somebody said, "Well, why would God do that?" It's not a conscious thing that God does. It's like when an ice cube gets in the presence of heat. It just melts. And when anything evil gets in the presence of God, it just gets destroyed. And so having the nature of sin and death, you and I can't spend eternity with the Father. Our spirit has to be recreated and put in a state where we can bear all of that goodness, all of the presence of God. And that's why you and I must be born again to spend eternity with the Father, our inward condition determines our eternal location. If we're not born again, then our spirits won't be able to bear the goodness that we will experience in heaven. Come on, friend, it says something about just how good heaven is gonna be. And so we gotta be born again. And one of the reasons is because our inward condition determines our eternal location. And the second reason is this, that our inward condition is going to affect the fellowship and the relationship that we can have with our Father. You know, in 2 Corinthians 6:14, it says this, "For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion has light with darkness?" You see, in an unrighteous state, when your spirit is not born again, when your spirit is in an unrighteous and a dark state, there can be no communion with the Father. There can be no fellowship with the Father. And for you to have fellowship and communion with the Father, you have to be born again. You have to be changed on the inside. Being righteous on the inside, you can fellowship with Him. And that's why in John 17:3, it described eternal life as this. It says, "This is eternal life, that they might know the only true God." What's that telling us? When you have eternal life, when you have been born again, when you have been recreated on the inside, you can know the Father. You can have intimacy with Him. You can have fellowship with Him. But as long as you're in that unrighteous state on the inside, what fellowship does righteousness have with unrighteousness? And what communion does light have with darkness? The understood answer is none. But when you and I get recreated on the inside, this is exciting news. You and I can fellowship with the Father. We can have intimacy with the Father. And you can begin to see why God said that our spirits with the nature of sin and death, that condition was unacceptable to Him because He couldn't fellowship with us and we couldn't spend eternity with Him. And that's why God looked at it and said, that's not acceptable. I want to spend eternity with my creation. I want to spend eternity with my kids. I want to have fellowship with them. And so I got to send my only begotten Son, and we got to get the condition of man's spirit changed. We got to get his nature changed back from unrighteous to righteous, back from sin and death to life on the inside. Why? So that I can fellowship with my creation and so that I can spend eternity with them. This is good news, isn't it? Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, friend, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, Jesus came to address the condition of our spirits. Number two, our inward condition determines our eternal location. And number three, our inward condition affects the fellowship and the relationship we can have with our good Father. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank You today that we are made new on the inside. Jesus became sin, and because we've received Him, we are the righteousness of God in Him, and our spirits are now in a condition that is acceptable to You. And because they are, we will spend eternity with You, and we can have intimate fellowship with You. And we do thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Don't forget to come back tomorrow for Wednesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. We'll see you then.